Houston, this is 10. One little further bit of information on that camera base is the fact that when I do get it cocked for that one shot it'll take, that gear does not rotate so as to turn the film pack over. It doesn't even rotate without a film pack in it.
Okay, we copy that. The gear won't rotate with or without a film pack in it after taking a picture. Is that affirmative?
And I can send it through one cycle myself, and it's all re-cocked, and I have to do that with a pencil, the wet jet gear round, and it's re-cocked, and then it works fine for one more shot, and that's it.
Roger, we copy that the gear cycles has to be cycled manually as opposed to occurring automatically after taking a picture.
I'll play with it a little while longer, see if there's something screwed up in his lens.
Roger, we have people working on it.
And one final little bit more of information. When I take the lens on and re-cock that gear, take the lens off rather, and re-cock the gear, I get a one-shot affair, and it appears that the mechanism that's jamming is not in the lens, and it's obviously not in the pack, but it's somewhere in the body of the camera.
Roger, we copy. Apollo 10 Houston, could you give us an inventory of what cameras you have working and what ones you're having problems with at this time? Over.
Okay, we got one 70mm camera with all three lenses, BAM lens, two CSM lenses, and I guess we got two sequence cameras working.
Roger, one 70mm and two sequence cameras.
This is Apollo Control during the break-in communications here when this crew is apparently getting ready for breakfast. Go back and review the activity since they woke up. They woke up almost on the pre-flight timeline. However, it had been planned that they would sleep in another two revolutions, or approximately 4 hours later than the normal time. Lengthy discussion took place between spacecraft communicator Jack Lausma and LEM pilot Eugene Cernan on how to troubleshoot the jammed still camera aboard the spacecraft, the one that was taken aboard the LEM for the low-altitude lunar photography. All three crewmen got 5 to 6 hours good sleep. The dosimeter readings on all three men were read down to the ground. The ground reported that the LEM, or Lunar Module Ascent Stage, was some 23,000 miles outbound toward the sun, traveling at a rate of 5,400 feet per second. And possibly before loss of signal in some 14 minutes from now, as the spacecraft passes behind the moon, the morning news will be read up to the crew. We'll continue to monitor air ground through loss of signal on this, the 21st revolution around the moon, for any further conversation between Apollo 10 and Mission Control.